New episode of the podcast. Today we discuss the upcoming Wisconsin game. Big game in the Iowa Hawkeye season. Can they continue the momentum, continue finding themselves offensively? And can we bring a trophy back to the building? Not one, but two. The toolbox and the bowl. Let's have a day. Let's have a weekend. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washington Walk-Ons fans, episode 367 of this podcast. And Kevin's having very bad technical issues, so give all your complaints to Mediacom. It's their fault, not Kevin's. And if he has to cut out or whatever, it's not his fault. We love you, Kevin. We'll take the blame off you and put it towards somebody else because you're not Kluver. If you were, I'd be blaming you. Kluver, what's up?
Although Kluver is tech guy, so he probably should have figured out some way for us to have a more secure connection to one another.
True.
So that we could have a better production here.
It's true.
But he has been embezzling for the last 4 years, so you know the phones aren't there for that kind of technology.
Let me tell you one thing right now. If I was embezzling our money,
Peloton?
Them kids would not be getting out. No, them kids would not be getting as much as they're getting. So welcome to the podcast. Here we are. We have turn signal Kevin without the turn signal because he's on his phone. If you're watching the podcast, we don't have the fancy graphics because we had to resort to Zoom. And that's okay because you only get two out of three of our mugs anyway. And here we are. One day after the, finally the elections are over. So thank God.
Not quite.
Are they not all done and decided yet?
Well, the state of Iowa, we're done, but Georgia does it where if you don't have a majority, you have to go to a runoff with the top two. So they're going to do another little election here in another month or so.
A runoff, like they have to go like a 40-yard dash or... That's what they should.
If only.
I feel like
interesting because Herschel Walker is one of the candidates.
Oh, you're right. Shit. Yeah. The other candidate is fucked on that one. I feel like there should have to be some physical competency for you to be able to run for office. I don't think that'd be too much to ask for.
Not a hype. What, man? There'd be a bunch of them old fuckers would be shit out of a job right now.
That's what I'm saying. It's a great way to weed people. If we're going to have people running our country, making decisions, don't you think that they should be pillars of what we should look at as an example?
Yes.
Yes,
Kluver, I'm with you.
So how about we do this? How about we put everyone who's going up for election through like a pro, like an NFL combine style workout. You have to do all the measurables, right?
Okay.
And you do it like a compiled score. They kind of like how they do like a score in a decathlon type,
sure.
type deal.
Yep.
And if you're the winner, then you automatically get 10% of the vote.
I like this.
I think there's a way to figure out a system there. I just think that it's, I mean, we know.
I think it'd be very amusing. It'd be very amusing to put 225 in the bar and watch them people try to get up.
You'd have to put. You'd have to put just 25. It would just have to be a 25 pound like learner's bar.
I don't know. So there's a bunch of people in Congress that the Senate all over the place. I don't think they could get. They could bench press 50 pounds, man.
You don't think, what do you think Biden puts up with just the bar? 45 pounds. I think it drops on his neck.
Ain't much more than just the bar, I don't think, man.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I don't think it's
interesting. I would pay to see that.
I would too. I would pay a whole lot more attention to politics in general if the people running were worth the shit. I mean, we know how Drake feels about the government and politicians. I don't think that's a funny, that's obviously funny, right? Like if we threw our politicians out on a field in some cleats and we have them do the fucking 5-10-5, right? But I don't think that it's a crazy ask for the people leading our country to have to meet a physical standard of.
Hey, so you know that like for the past however many years, you know, we won World War I, and then we backed that up and won World War II. So we've been the best in the world for quite a while, right?
Yeah.
It can't beat us. You know what's beating the shit out of America? Calories.
Yeah, food. Killing us, you know? Man.
Calories are beating the fuck out of Americans.
The war against calories. Man, Hitler doesn't have shit on calories. You know? Getting our ass whooped.
Tell you what. Sugar got a much bigger death count.
Way bigger.
Way bigger death count.
I know that we're... Well, we're not really preaching to the choir. Like us three are way more focused on physical fitness than most people. But I just like, because the minute you implement a physical standard, in fact, physical fitness and muscle mass actually has a correlation to intelligence. There is something there.
I don't think there is.
There is.
Because I've seen a lot of dumbass gym bros.
There's a lot of dumb people out there that are muscular, but having physical, I just listened to this on Mind Pump 2 weeks ago. Having more muscle mass on your body correlates in a very small, small way with the ability to be, you're not a genius, right? I'm just saying in a small way, because it's metabolic health and it all goes together. So. You start throwing physical fitness tests out there. Tell you what, Biden and Trump are going to struggle. And who wouldn't be like, yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, there's gotta be other requirements too, right? We're not just hiring, you know, fuck that, Ryan Gordon, the BJJ guy who's on absolute juice. We're not just hiring him as the president, right? You know who I'm talking about, Drake?
I don't know. You talking about Gordon Ryan?
Gordon Ryan.
I had to think about that for a second. Yeah, I do know Gordon Ryan. Yes.
Okay. You know, we're not just hiring Rich Froning as the president, but
do you think he'd do a bad job though? I bet Rich Froning would be a lot harder to buy off because he's not a cunt.
Yeah, it's just that's the issue is we're so deep into this politically. That at this point, like the parties, the people, the powers that be, they're
not even matter.
Yeah, like
they're just chess pieces,
right? I don't know how
people still think this is a two-sided war and one side can win versus the other. Hey, idiots, we're both getting fucking played,
yeah,
and we're losing.
We're not on top. Yeah, that's crazy. It is crazy. A two-party system. Who just both sides just take the most controversial four topics and just
a two-party system and Twitter is what's going to ruin America.
It's crazy.
Well, and the two-party system was honestly doing a little bit better before Twitter. So we'll just call it Twitter. Twitter and calories are going to kill America.
So they're doing a pretty good job. I'm just glad I don't have to get the goddamn political mailings anymore. My mailbox was full of them things. They got,
you know, I'm okay with like the mailings, whatever. You get them and you toss them in the recycling, whatever.
Right, right.
When the fuck did people start texting your phone? That fucking pisses me off.
Kevin sounds like a 58-year-old. It's like, how did this fucking guy get my number? I don't know how they
get you, though, man.
They're probably, you know what? They're
you can your number's all like you can anyone can buy your number. Why do you think all those scams keep calling you all the time? But honestly, it makes me more disinterested in voting for your candidate if you're going to annoy me and blow up my phone like that.
It's wild. I don't. What I don't get is the why are we wearing stickers, huh? Hey, guy, with your fucking sticker. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, stickers, man.
Your vote didn't matter. Hey, guess what?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I voted just to get the sticker.
And in that case, I respect you. In that case, I respect you. But for the people who post, I do some people post in jest. Right. They put the sticker post up and they're like, vote. You didn't vote if you didn't post your sticker picture. I get that. That's you're being funny. You're making fun of it, too. But for the people who actually post and they're like. They're just shoving that nipple, that chest piece right up to the camera. Voted. I voted. I feel like the people who voted and then tell you they voted on social media. They got some weird sense.
It's kind of like the people who work out and post it on social media, right?
I would say no. Well, yes. I would say
I'm with Kevin here.
I would say yes. I would say yes.
I think we got him, Jake. I think we got
He's
him.
He's stuck. I'm not. I'm just waiting for you guys to shut up.
Okay, go for it.
When the social media is part of you making money, then there's some other factors that go into that. Trust, big trust. If I wasn't making money off of fitness, I probably wouldn't be posting so many fucking videos. But you're right. No, the people who, it's just weird. It's just weird. I think there's a fair amount of people out there who think that if they vote, versus some of the people who decide not to vote, they think they're better people because they voted. And I don't get that. I don't understand it. I don't understand the stickers. Both candidates suck nuts. You're voting for the lesser of two evils.
That still can't do anything about what they're doing.
Right.
Are you implying, Cooper, that we should let the greater of the two evils win?
I'm implying that most of the time.
I'm implying let's just turn the keys on the nukes and get this dumb shit over with.
I'm implying that elections are, for the most part, a game to put a face in a seat where like Drake said, they don't have a lot of power anyway. Very little decision. Very, very, very small amounts of what one person versus the other are going to decide upon. Are going to actually affect my day-to-day life. In fact, the decisions that now that I'm going to have a kid, the like school board decisions of the local school district, those are way more important than like political decisions on a state level for me. I also have a disposition, and I'm not saying that this is right or not. This is just the way that I view it. The people who are worried about one party being in power versus the other, because they're going to put, you know, they're going to allow abortions or they're not, they're going to fucking gun control. They're not. If you're all bent up out of shape about that kind of stuff, we might be playing victim in life here. We might be worried about other people's decisions on their life affecting them too much. Whereas maybe we just focus on creating a good life with whatever
stop
they
getting your ass whooped by calories.
Yeah. But dude, if you can get a sticker and a double quarter pounder, fuck man, you won. So that's all over. It's fun. It's fun. Shout out to the Picket app for sponsoring us. I'm sure they love the ad read coming in right after the political discussion. The money right now, for this Iowa-Wisconsin game, majority of it sits with Iowa.
On the birds?
On the spread, at least. on the Pickett app specifically, which isn't a 100% representation of all of betting across the land, but on Pickett specifically, 78% of the money sits on Iowa to cover the spread. How about that?
It was interesting because I do believe I've seen the spread move from Iowa minus one to Wisconsin minus one.
That is interesting. I don't know how that works. Maybe Pickett's lying to me, but that's what the current numbers say to me on there. How do we feel about this game? How do we feel about the spread?
I feel like this game is really going to tell if we are improving on offense or not, rather than just playing softer opponents.
I would agree.
So, I mean, we can obviously say that the offense played better last week, right? But I'm a little hesitant to say that they vastly improved. You know, we had a good day rushing the ball, but you take away two of Caleb Johnson's runs, and then it's a not so great day rushing the ball, right?
True.
So I feel like this game is going to tell us a lot about the offensive line, their progression throughout the year. And, you know, I hope to see similar statistics from last game, but I think we know that this game is going to be a low scoring Big Ten. Just
slobbering
on out football. Run, 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 punt. 25 degrees, cold, dark.
Fuck. It's going to be so cold and dark.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be dark. It's going to be, it's a 2:30 kickoff. It's going to be dark at halftime. And it's going to be about 20 degrees.
God damn it. The boys are blacking it out, though.
Blackout. Dude was very, very hyped about that hype video.
Cool little vid.
Haven't seen it.
Hey guys, I want to talk to you guys quickly about one of our sponsors, AdCraft Custom Merch and Apparel. You guys know that we've been working with them for well over 2 years now. Frankly, they solved all of our problems. I was a dumb 23-year-old who started a podcast. People started asking for t-shirts, and all of a sudden, we got to find a company that can print hundreds of pieces of apparel because of you crazy fans. AdCraft was the answer, and we're super thankful that they came along into our business's life, a great partnership that we've had ever since. And some of the things that they do best are fan gear stores. So if you're a part of a community, you know, like back when I played for Marshalltown High School, we ran the fundraiser every year. Hey, get your t-shirts, your sweatshirts out for the year. This is who prints it. They can do that. They do that for tons of schools. They do a fundraising web store for you, your fans, and your players. Usually run, you know, a week to a week and a half long campaign. And then it's a quick turnaround and it's direct shipment to every customer that buys some of that merchandise. They also do company stores, store to fit your company's needs. It has a password protection and it's perfect for employee uniforms or special events where your employees need certain attire. And then what they do for us is basically our custom merchandise website. And the store is open 24/7. You guys know that we run the limited time stores with them. Another one coming up soon for this Christmas. But the 24/7 store is open all the time and you can get to them through our website. The orders are fulfilled on demand. They literally pick, pack, ship, store all the stuff at their facility. And it's amazing for company or personal branding. I can attest to that. We can attest to that. And you can swap products in and out super easy. New idea, take something down, put something up. It's super simple. So shout out to AdCraft, as always, for being legends and for sponsoring the show. I do wish that they would come out again with a full alternate uni and not just wear the home uniforms with black pants.
I don't hate it, though.
I don't hate it, but I want to see something like our Minnesota game 2015 or...
I need 100 black coffins.
Or our 17 game against Ohio State. I want to see a fully custom. I want to see that. I want to see a... You know what I want to see? And I might be alone on this. I want to see an all-white uniform. I want to see...
Hell yeah. I think we look clean.
I want to see
some all-white unis.
Because they did all gold. I think the year after we left.
With the Hawks in the picture. Like they had the...
That was 2019 they did.
Okay, 2 years after we left. I want to see an all white helmet.
I would be so fucking jealous, man. Like, I would be uncontrollably jealous.
Man, God, that would look good.
And white just helmet with the black Tiger Hawk.
Black Tiger Hawk, black letters, black numbers with yellow gold trim around those, and then just white everything else.
Dude, I think you make
it. Did y'all ever go in your head's office? He had a helmet. He had a helmet in his office. It looked just like that.
Well, I don't know what they're doing. They got to pick it up.
Bullshitting.
Anyway, shout out to Pickett. Jimbo a couple weeks ago made $250. Pickett, sports betting aggregation app. You can add all your sports betting apps into there. My favorite part of the app is just the fact that once you bet on all these games, degeneracy mode fully activated, you start to forget, like, okay, what? You're switching channels. You're trying to search all these games on your phone. You got 12 different browsers open because you're following 16 different games that aren't on TV. And the app just brings all of the events that you've got to bet in on and just puts them on one, like, Twitter feed looking little page, and you can just scroll and it's live updates on all of them, little scoreboards, which is nice.
So it just makes being a degenerate easier.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's an issue.
It could be a problem for somebody. Gamble responsibly, but if you're going to, at least get the stats and the analytics of your own gambling through the Pickett app. Pickit. Use code walk on.
Pickett.
Yeah, code walk on at sign up.
If you're gonna be a degenerate, be a better degenerate.
Be a degenerate. If you're gonna be a degenerate, at least make the guy some money on the podcast, you know? At least come on, use our app. Toolbox game is gonna go down about 16 hours ahead of the game inside Kinnick. Kevin and I are gonna be there. And this is gonna be our first toolbox game.
So jealous, boys.
You excited about that, Kev?
I'm excited, man. I hope it gets a little physical. A guy I work with, he said he played high school football with a guy who's going to be on the Wisconsin team.
Mm.
So, and he said he actually played at Wisconsin for a little bit. Like, he was on the roster.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sounds like they might have a couple dudes on that manager team up there.
I've been told by the Iowa managers that this one is locked up. They're taking it home. I don't think that.
I've heard we have a couple dudes as well, though.
Did you see the graphic that I put out that the social media team made for the boys? They got their own graphic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this shit is.
Did you ever get your own graphic?
Fuck no.
Dude, Drake, did you ever get your own graphic?
Not that I know of.
Drake might have gotten a picture posted of your touchdown in the Pinstripe Bowl game. You might have got your own tweet for that.
Might have.
Gonna have to scroll back and find that. I'm sure you did. I guess when the polecat happened, I did get a couple tweets, but man, I don't think people understand the amount of time that the managers put into being, like, practicing. People don't know. They would, in the weeks leading up to, at least the 3 or 4 weeks leading up to the game, the managers would be out there for an hour-long practice. Once they set up the shit for us, they would practice for like 45 minutes to an hour every day. The shit is serious.
This is on top of all the other shit they got to do.
I mean, the managers might work harder than anybody in that.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea how those guys went to class.
I don't either. Maybe they didn't.
Because they... maybe they did. Who knows?
And last time I checked, in their locker room, the manager locker room, in one of the urinals, they had a Nebraska decal. So they were just pissing on.
Absolutely love that.
They were just pissing on the Huskers on a constant basis. It's going to be an exciting time. Kevin and I are going to be there. For anybody listening who's going to be in Iowa City, or you're local to the area and you could bop over. Some people are even going to be going to the basketball game. I'm not sure who the basketball team plays. I've got beef with the basketball team because I put a bet down on them to go over 151 points and cover the spread of 28.5. And they only got one of those done two nights ago. So a little upset. But I posted a parking map and some of the details on the Twitter and Instagram. 7:30, the toolbox game will kick off inside the indoor. I don't think they actually kick off. I'm not even sure the rules. I'm, like Kevin, I hope I want this to be like a hockey game. I want to see fights. I'd love to see I'd love to see blood.
Dude, there was blood bad the year, our senior year.
Bad.
Somebody got their eye fucked up bad.
Bad. There's been multiple serious injuries in this rivalry. It's because they don't play with helmets or pads.
Dude, I can actually feel that impact. Like, I can think about it and feel that impact on my eye, and that's a gnarly one.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything around the eye bones, the facial structure, don't want that. Kevin and I are going to be standing on the far side of the indoor, hanging out at a little table with some flags for sale if you're interested. I also put that we'll like take pictures and sign autographs, but like, let's be honest. I mean, most of you, definitely in the Army, you're probably over that. And anybody else, like, we'll gladly do it. But Kevin and I's thing for basically all of eternity was, you know, like, if we sign something, we're making it less valuable. So that's just a sort of a disclaimer that we're putting out there. But we'll be there. Little meet and greet starting at 6:45. And then we're planning on a shitload of you showing up for the game at minimum and making this the most watched toolbox game in history.
That would be cool.
And I'm excited. I'm excited because we always used to like the guys on the team would legitimately check in on the game. Like when we were at the hotel, like we were interested in what was going on. So, and I think there actually is a YouTube live stream of it where they're going to set up a camera. We're not going to be announcing it. It's going to be from like one of the camera towers. I'll have to check on that. So Drake, you might be able to watch. That's a toolbox game. Then the real game happens the next day. Wisconsin currently sits 23rd total defense, 77th in total offense. I feel
what's
like
the over under, because it's got to be abysmal.
35.
Yeah, that sounds right.
36 maybe on some sites. And for purposes, I did a little, it's not research. I just Googled it. In six of Iowa's nine games this year, Iowa and their opponent has gone under 37 points or under six out of nine times. The three that we did not go under 37 points,
we got blown out,
was Ohio State, who's one of the most prolific scoring teams in the country. Michigan, who is also, you know, decent.
Very good.
And then Northwestern, where they were so bad the other way that our offense actually took us outside of that 37 point range. So this one kind of feels like an under to me at 35, even though that's absurd. It feels like 17-10. It feels like 21-6, 21-14, maybe
10-6.
10-6 might come into play. We had one of those during our time. Kev, what do you think about that line?
Oh, under all day. It's in Ward's winners. Just wait.
I mean, let's also remember here that this is going to be...
Hey, they say that life's too short to bet the under, but life's also too short to get punked by the fucking Hawks seven times.
Yeah. We also have to remember that this is going to be the first significantly cold game that both teams will play this year. Like Kevin said, this one's going to dip down into the 20s, I think.
Yikes.
I think we got a high of 34 on the day or something like that.
We don't love that as a spectator, I'll be honest.
Dude, I would die these days.
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
I look like a cancer patient right now. I'm so damn thin.
Saturday, you know, I heard something else today that creatine has a little bit of anti-cancer properties.
Properties?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Saturday on my weather app says partly cloudy with a low of 23 and a high of 35. And boys, we just don't like that. We just don't like it. Some would call it football weather.
I would have called it when we played.
And I might have said that too. And I would have rolled out there with no sleeves and just toughed it out and been a, you know, I would have been a dude. But I'm 28 and I ripped my hand on the pull-up bar today and I'm not a dude anymore. That's just who I am. And so we're going to be bundled up. Now, I will say this. I will say this, and Drake's missing out on this. Kev, we have an advantage here over most people because we are still probably going to have a nice warm steak in our bellies from the night before. Because there's a business dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
You've got a really bad digestive system if that steak is still sitting in your stomach.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a lot of business things that we definitely need to talk about, and this is a completely business-oriented dinner.
There's so many. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's so many business
things that can't be talked about over phone, email, or text message that need to be discussed in person at one of the nicer restaurants in Iowa City. Yeah.
So it's about killing me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot on the table, and downsizing from 3 to 2 in the company is probably one of the topics that we need to discuss.
It's been discussed.
And of course, as Kevin mentioned,
this, your own people sometimes.
This simply can't be discussed anywhere else other than
Joseph's
in Iowa City, which I didn't want to do it, but there's just so many items on the docket that we just had to eventually do it. So, hopefully that helps a little bit. Is the Ward tailgate going to be in full effect?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. We'll be setting up at 6 a.m., just same as always.
Okay, well, Tyler...
Luckily, we're not going to have to buy a whole lot of ice. Not going to have to buy a whole lot of ice this week.
That's facts. You might need a bag. That's it.
Bro, I don't know if we need anything. It's going to be...
I was just going to say...
Ice is about, you know, it's no warmer than 32 degrees Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah, it's only going to get to 35.
The air outside is going to be... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I don't think we exactly need the ice. Yeah.
Love it. 23rd total defense. So this is a team that sits in between the Ohio State, Michigan, Illinois defense and the last two defenses we've seen. So like Kevin said, I think there's a step up here in challenge. I think that if we get through the first half and we're struggling to run the ball, there could be some issues. I think that this might be a 10-6 game.
Yeah. It's hammer the under.
It's an under game. And I think it might go under if you set the line at 20. I mean, you could just 77th in total offense for Wisconsin. That's not great. That's not great.
77th in total offense sounds like a struggle against Phil and the boys.
And, some of those offensive numbers, two of those games specifically, came against Illinois State, where they put up 38, and New Mexico State, where they put up 66. So if you take those two games away...
I know some people are probably saying the same thing about the Hawks, but what happened to Wisconsin, boys?
It's a good question.
Because they used to run shit.
Facts. I don't know. I don't know if Kevin, do you have a deeper answer than I can provide other than,
I really don't, man. Sometimes all it takes is to miss a few recruiting classes and then,
but that's the thing. How does Wisconsin
you get some guys leaving early. That's all it takes. I mean, just look at Clemson, man. Look how they were dominant national program for eight years there.
And, the whole Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence era. 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
it's tough to stay at the top for sure, but it is interesting to see. I heard somewhere, and I think I might have read this on the Discord, somebody posted this, and I'm not even saying that the Discord is a reliable source, because the stuff that's going down over there, I mean, holy shit.
Delinquency.
The conversation that was going on in the 2 hours that we before we recorded this podcast, holy shit. Unbelievable. The things that come out of Swish's mouth, which then translate into his trigger finger, Twitter fingers, that text into that Discord, holy shit.
I'm going to have to take a look at this now.
Yeah, you should probably scroll back about 150 messages, Kevin.
I'm pretty sure that at one point, I don't even know if I can say it.
Say it.
Somebody was describing sex as gutting sluts earlier. So there's illegal things happening in our private forum.
That's patreon.com/washupwalkons, folks.
So if you want to be an absolute trash rat, sewer raccoon, just come over to the Discord, which you can only access through patreon.com/washupwalkons. I wouldn't even recommend it at this point. It will ruin your life. But anyway, I heard that 2020 was hard on Wisconsin, and I don't know what that meant or who put that in there meant by that. I'm guessing that they lost some guys, they missed in the recruiting class, all of the above. And like, yeah, they just somehow they fell.
I just don't get how they missed, because they still have that running back, right?
Yeah, Braylon Allen.
Okay. So they've had...
He's a dude.
He's a dog.
So they're still getting the best running backs.
Yeah,
their offensive line has fallen off a little bit.
Yeah. They lack...
Graham Mertz, what was they were really excited about as a freshman, hasn't really panned out to be all that great.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of become a mediocre offense.
Yeah, they obviously fired their coach.
To run the scheme that they're running offensively, it really requires a really, really good physical offensive
really
line.
Good offensive line.
When, yeah. Which, if you have, it's a great system. If you don't have, then it just doesn't work. So,
They're over there in the same, not maybe quite as bad as us, but they're over there having the same discussions as Iowa fans. They're like, yo, how do we fix this line so that we can be good again? They're talking the same shit. If we look at common opponents, and I know Kevin has talked about before, and I'm on board as well, the transitive property does not work in college football, but just for some data, they also got thrashed by Ohio State. They got beat much worse by Illinois than the Hawks did.
That was it for old Paul Chris.
That's when they fired Chris. They responded and beat up on Northwestern in about a similar fashion than we did. And then 2 weekends ago,
they lost to a Michigan State team. Well, I'm just really not that high on. Really do not think Michigan State's got that great a ball club this year.
Right.
They lost to them in overtime.
And then 2.5 weeks ago, they lost to Purdue, or they beat Purdue again in a sort of similar fashion that we did. Like, they beat them by 11 points. We beat them by, I guess we handled Purdue a little bit better, but I see them as a similar team to the Hawks. I think when they line up on Saturday, a lot of these guys are looking across the line at a team and at individuals that are very, very, very similar to themselves, which has often been the case in a Wisconsin game. Like, there's a lot of the same recruiting, a lot of the same stylistic ideas. I don't know. I want that bowl. I know that.
We got to hold on. Let's see. We've already lost one trophy this year. Didn't like it.
No.
We got like three in our next three games are our trophy games.
Yep, three in a row.
Finish out the year, which is kind of crazy. Would be nice to keep some in the building, get some back. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Not only because they're trophy games, but because these are, everybody knows these are winnable football games. I saw something. I don't know who posted this stat. It was Doctorman or K Kurt, one of the guys, one of the beat writers. Somebody went back and found, it might've been Skinny Kenny. Somebody went back and found that in the last, however many matchups between Iowa and Wisconsin, out of 16 touchdowns, 9 of those touchdowns came off of Iowa turnovers. Shocker. Taking
Iowa turn the ball over and Wisconsin then score a touchdown.
Or right. The ensuing possession, they scored off of a turnover that we gave them the ball on a short field.
Ah.
So shocker, right? Turnovers and taking care of the ball is going to be another important stat. And we saw that in the Purdue game last weekend. Like, we won the turnover battle. They sailed 2 passes. Kayvon and Seth came up with interceptions. That bodes well for the defense. Offense gets a short field. Like, turnovers almost can't be understated in importance. They are, or overstated. They are crazy, crazy as far as what they mean to the game. So,
I know it's definitely one of KF's favorite statistics is.
Oh yeah,
you know who's gonna run the ball better, and then who's gonna take care of the ball.
Yeah,
if you win those two categories, you're gonna win a Big Ten football matchup 80%+ of the time.
Yeah. Before we move on and do some awards winners and wrap this thing up, there was a quote. Cope was interviewed today. I know we speculated a little bit about Keegan Johnson on this podcast. Y'all pleaded the fifth a couple weeks ago. Didn't make people feel very good. Cope said today that, quote, "I know for a fact that this young man is doing everything he can to get back on the field." And he hinted at a potential return by the bowl game, and that it's like a legit injury, and that the guy is just cannot find his way back onto the field. So, and that he was back on the field today practicing in some fashion, I believe, was part of that. So, good news. It would be one weird season to play a little bit in the second game of the year and then come back and play in the bowl game. But we'll take weapons. Favorite memory in the Wisconsin-Iowa rivalry from either of you two?
Winning.
It's kind of easy.
Only time we won. Yeah.
I was going to say maybe there's a specific play in one of the other games that stood out, but yeah, in general, the winning in 2015 was pretty nice. I will never forget from 80 yards away watching Nate Meyer push that guard onto Stavi's foot and him falling backwards and fumbling. I've never, that was a top 5 excited moment that I've been while we played. I mean, that was, it felt like God gave us one on that one. And God, funny enough,
dude, that fourth quarter, I think we had to punt the ball like 3 or 4 times that fourth quarter.
Sure did.
Tell me each one of those punts wasn't like
life or death.
The most stressful 10 seconds of your life.
Life or death. I'll never remember a punt alert more than that fourth quarter of the Wisconsin game. I'll never forget Wallace saying, once we got that ball back, and then of course offense stalled out, we got a punt. I think there's 2 minutes left. There's like 2.5 minutes left in the game, and we're punting out of our own end zone or something. But our defense had been playing so good that for them to be able to drive, it looked pretty good if we could just get this punt out. And Wallace goes, "Get the fuck in here. Get in here. Get your ass in here. We punt this fucker out of there. We win the game. Get it out. Win the game." I thought, wow. He just had a way of, and I was like, damn, I'm important for this play. Like, the ball's got to get to the punter, and we got to get this thing out, and we're going to beat Wisconsin. And sure enough, we fucking did it. and it felt good.
It felt good. You know what we said after that game?
We didn't say it.
Worst case scenario. What was our saying after that?
Yeah.
You, me, and Travis.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, worst. Guys, we're 4-0. Worst case scenario. Now we're going to the Rose Bowl.
We deemed it for some damn reason. We were feeling so good and confident about that game. I think that put us at 5-0, Kev. And
well, it was 5-0. You're right.
We're 5-0, 7 games left on the schedule. And we're looking at each other like, hey, worst case scenario, we're going to the Rose Bowl. And what do you know? It ended up being worst case scenario.
And it was the absolute worst case scenario because we went to the Rose Bowl and then we got shat on.
And then we got McCaffrey'd, which, you know, Michigan State went and got arguably just as picked apart by Alabama as the 4 seed. But hey, I would have signed up for that. You know, give me Bama right now. I'll go snap. Speaking of snapping, I don't know if anybody follows me on Twitter or social media, but there's going to be a couple special teams camps going on this winter. Wow. It's going to really pick up as we get into the summer. And your head coaches for the punting. What?
Go ahead.
The head coaches for the punting, kicking, and long snapping are going to be Keith Duncan, snubbed Lou Groza, a finalist, Torrey Taylor, incredibly charismatic and fan favorite Australian punter on the team right now. And
the word you're looking for is charismatic.
Yep. You're right. And, and me, the bald CrossFitter guy who played 5 years ago. So, gonna be some decent special teams instruction going on. If you got a young lad or Lassie, Keith has a couple kickers around the area that are girls who have a legitimate shot at kicking in college. It's pretty dope.
It'd be sick.
And Drake just left the call, so I don't know if he's just done or what.
Did he actually?
Yeah, no, he's not in here anymore. So I don't know. We're basically done anyway. except for everybody's favorite. Kevin. Yes.
Yeah. All I do is win, no matter what.
Do we win, Kev? Is all we do is win?
We do win, but that's not all we do. We lose just as much as we win.
We lose a fair amount. You went 2-1.
What is our combined? What are the updated records? Are we like 500 as a total as a podcast? Besides Drake, because Drake was just horrible for rec 4.
Right. Did you go 2-1 last weekend?
I did.
I went 1-2. So we went 3-3 combined. And our record before that, we're below 500. Our combined record is 25-27-1. 25-27-1. It's not great.
Need you to pick it up here, Clue.
Yeah, I know.
That's without Drake, too.
That's without Drake. You add him in there, and we look really, really bad. Yeah. So it's the awards winner segment. Give me the picks. Give me the goods.
All right. Well, you know, we talked about it earlier, and average Wisconsin offense by Wisconsin standards.
Right.
With a great Iowa defense. You know, an Iowa offense that's improving, but still leaves much to be desired.
True.
Cold day, under 35. I just feel like it's
a lock.
One of the more confident picks that I've ever made in my entire life.
I love it. One of the more confident in my entire fucking life. Oh yeah,
it's definitely up there. Yeah,
good.
I love the under. We're gonna go with an over for the next one. Bama Ole Miss over 64.5.
Oh yeah,
Ole Miss likes to put up points. doesn't like to stop people putting up points. Bama's offense, pretty good. I think they'll bounce back a lot after the disappointing loss to LSU. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of points in this game. Bama's defense has struggled at times, and Ole Miss's defense, again, leaves a lot to be desired. Give me a whole lot of points, 64.5 over Bama at Ole Miss.
Love that. Yonks would love that.
And then this other one's kind of going against our own interest as an Iowa fan, but I think Illinois bounces back this week, and I did not like what I saw out of Purdue last week. I think Illinois covers the 6.5.
Oh, man. I didn't want you to do it.
I had to, man. I had to.
I was going to go with Purdue.
I look at it as a win-win, right?
I was going to go with Purdue to cover because we need them. We need it. You know what we did last year, though?
You know what's going to happen, right?
It's just going to push.
Illinois is going to win, but not cover. Yeah. No, Illinois is going to win, but not cover.
You're right. You're right. It's going to be the worst of both worlds. I'll make a different pick. Although let's remember last year.
No, make your pick. Make your pick.
No, because I want to give us, you and me together, our best chance to go back above 500. And if we've got, that's limiting our potential. But I do want you to remember coming down the home stretch here that if it comes into play, that we were doing some mortal locks last year that was cursing teams all the way for a path for the Hawks to get to the Big Ten championship. So if we have to pull out that...
All the way for the Hawks to the Big Ten championship.
If we have to pull out that strategy again, we will do that. My first pick of the day is going to be a game that's been bet up since it opened at -5.5, Oklahoma. -5.5. I understand that West Virginia is a tough place to play, but I think that Iowa State just beat them. West Virginia's trash. I've already gotten burned by West Virginia once this year, by the way, when they beat Baylor at home, but can they do it twice? I don't know. We're going to test them. Oklahoma -8. Give it to me. Then we're going to scroll down. I think LSU's trying to play for something here, right? They just beat Bama.
Yeah, this was a really interesting line. Go ahead.
It opened at -1.5, and it's been bet up to -3, LSU -3. But, I mean, the Tigers have been playing now. And it's at Arkansas. But Brian Kelly? And the
Southern transplant?
Yeah, I don't know if it's
actually... Yeah, man, this is an interesting game because... I believe Arkansas is coming off a loss to Liberty last week. They started off the year pretty decently. They kind of faded.
I don't know.
That's got to be the feeling, right?
Seems too good to be true, which means it probably is, and Arkansas wins by 10. I mean, that's just how betting works, but I'm taking LSU -3. And then
And that's probably the right play, but something about it, stayed away from it. But
I know. For my third pick, take me to Iowa City. You know, take me to Iowa City. And the boys in black and gold, they're getting 1.5. And give me that. Give me that 1.5. Give me the Hawks on a cover. And guess what, Kev? You know, we got a sports book who sponsors this podcast, right? DRF Sportsbook. You heard of them?
I'm aware of them. Yeah, great company.
And this week, the hometown sports book, DRF Sports, we've been doing boosts. And the last couple weeks, we've struggled a little bit. We were on a tear with 4 in a row. And now 2 weeks in a row, we haven't been able to hit. But you know what that means? It means we're due with DRF Sportsbook. We need to bankrupt them. And what are we doing this week to do that? We're making the DRF walk-on collaboration boost of the week. The Iowa Hawkeyes +1.5. Give it to me.
All right.
I think the boys are playing well. I think they've gained some confidence. I think that this team specifically needed to see it happen to believe it could happen a little bit. And they're starting to put that on film. I think it's a down year for Wisconsin. Not to say that, you know, they're not down there with Northwestern, but they're not the Wisconsin that we used to play. And like I said, like you said, it's going to be cold and dark in Kinnick Stadium. And that is where teams go to in a blacked out Kinnick Stadium. And that is where teams go to die. So give me the Hawks to cover that spread. I think they're going to win the game, but I'll just take the spread cover as my pick. So those are my three picks. Those are Kevin's three picks. You got any final thoughts on this game?
Yeah, man. It seems like we said this for the last few weeks now, but this game will really tell us a lot about the rest of the season. But,
you're right. I know.
The rest of the season is three whole weeks. But, you know, a win here puts us on a path to a solid season, right?
I think a win right here in this weekend, you know, puts us in a spot where we expect to win the last two games and finish 8-4.
Correct. I wholeheartedly agree. Yes.
I think even
so.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in such a good spot compared to where this fan base and where this team felt like after we lost that Illinois game that, the boys on the inside are proven that there's a reason that the outside noise is called outside noise. And they need to continue to prove that, because otherwise then people start talking again and maybe it was just Purdue and Northwestern suck, but they've got a chance. And I've read a couple of interviews that these boys are hungry and they feel that it's personal that they turned the season around and made something of it. So I want to see it. That's all I got.
I think it happens. I think there's going to be some energy back in Kinnick Stadium this week too. You know, Northwestern, the energy is a little bit down, you know, obviously a down opponent, but you know, the excitement from the fan base wasn't quite up to its typical level. I think that changes. I think that turns around with a blacked out Kinnick Stadium against Wisconsin game. It's going to be a close, hard fought battle. I think we're going to get some more energy back in the crowd. I think they play a little bit of a factor too. Kinnick's a hard place to play.
Hard place to play, man.
Harder in November.
Hard. Give us Bama. Give us Tennessee and Kinnick.
You know, I can't wait until it goes to a 12-team playoff.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, first round, you got to play at the other team's home stadium.
Oh.
Love to see some SEC schools come up north, man. I'd love to see it.
Dude, how sick would a... Oh, man.
That would be in December, dude. That'd be in December.
They would be so... And then, they're going to start complaining. We don't play in weather like that all year, and now we got to go play in that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, it ain't that easy when you're used to 20 degree weather in Iowa and you gotta go play in an 80 degree swamp fest in Florida.
Yeah,
that's
facts.
Not easy to adjust to either.
It might even be worse for what it does to your ability. It's arguably worse in a couple ways. Dehydration, serious. Yeah. So that's 367. Appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sticking around, because Drake surely didn't. He just bounced and left, and that was fun. So flaky Drakey, but we'll be back hopefully discussing a bowl victory and a toolbox victory. And for some of you guys, we will see you.
Yeah, what's the line on the toolbox game?
I don't know. I might have to hit up Jake, our manager buddy, and see if there's see if we can get that on the sports book. See if we can't lay some money down on them. So. Kevin and I will see managers by a million, and we'll see some of you at the Rusty Toolbox game on Friday evening. Can't wait to meet y'all and hang out for a little bit. Until then, peace.